Governor Scott Walker's plans for state union employee concessions haven't been going over well with some. Protesters gathered outside an appearance the governor was making at a business near Green Bay. James DeVille is a private union member who says the governor's plan is an assault on the middle class.
He was half the governor, he says he was. He'd sit on and negotiate.
But Scott Walker says the time for negotiating is past. He cited state union leaders' efforts to push a contract through in December after Walker was elected, but before he took office. Those negotiations failed.
I'm not negotiating on the budget. On behalf of the taxpayers of the state, I need to have a budget that's balanced and that protects core services.
The governor's budget repair bill exempts police, fire, and state patrol unions from cuts, but not Sue Olson, a state union worker who took personal time to demonstrate outside of Walker's appearance. For 40 years, she's worked in the state public defender's office and says state workers are being demonized.
But we're the ones. We are the ones bringing the state of Wisconsin down. I am not only insulted by that, I'm angry about it. It's not fair, and it is not the truth.
Most employees of Wisconsin Public Radio are not state union members, but are affected by the governor's proposals to require more pension and health care contributions. The budget repair bill is up for a vote on Thursday and is expected to pass the Republican-controlled legislature. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.